We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The question I'm going to ask might very well be the most important one you hear today. The question is this: why do you believe in Jesus? It's one thing for me, the chaplain, a religion professor, to ask you that in this relative calm environment of morning chapel. What if that same question came to you from a curious friend, someone who did not know much about Christ? Why should that person believe in Jesus? Why should anyone trust that He was, is, the Savior sent from heaven, who really did redeem the world by taking away all of their sins? I'm not talking about necessity here, but rather factuality. Why believe it was Jesus? I think you know the Bible's answer to that. I think you've heard Romans 10 before, which you can apply to yourself. Faith, yours, comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You believe because God has caused you to hear and believe the truth that He told you in the Bible. Why should anyone believe in Jesus? The Lord Himself, here on earth, had to answer that. Why should the Jewish people in His day, including the religious leaders, accept and trust that He was the Messiah, the Son of the Father, with legitimate authority to clean out the temple of noisy disturbances, and also the authority to do the miraculous on the Sabbath, and yet not break the Sabbath? You can read about it in John chapter 5, how He healed a guy in Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, and then got flack for it. They even accused Him of blasphemy. So He defended Himself, pointing out His identity as the Son of the Father, whose authority was the same as the Father's. Then He added to His own testimony the compelling evidence of four other witnesses. His first witness was John the Baptist. John makes a pretty good witness for Jesus if you understand the mission John had. God sent him ahead of the Christ to get the people ready for the Christ, and then one more very important thing, to publicly identify Jesus as that Christ. John was the special forerunner, pointing to the Savior in a way that was unmistakable, as foretold in Isaiah 40 and Malachi 3. For his second witness, Jesus kicked it up a notch. John 5, verse 36. But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. He points to his public actions, his works, including all the miracles, which people saw and were quite impressed by, how he, for example, healed people regardless of the illness, how he cast out demons so decisively. These works would also include the way he never broke a commandment, lived a perfect life, and yet these works would not be finished until he reached a summit, going all the way to the cross, with our sins, making full payment for all of them through his death. And then, the clincher, he would rise from the dead. His resurrection sealed it, the greatest work of all. Well, you realize Jesus could do none of those things if he had not been sent by God, having the full backing of God. In fact, that's the third witness. The Lord says in the next verse about God the Father, "And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me." On two occasions this happened. The first was at his baptism. God the Father spoke out loud and gave his son a midterm report card. We hear a resounding A+ in those words. "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." He would say that again on the Mount of Transfiguration. The first testimony was witnessed by John the Baptist, the second by three apostles, Peter, James, and John. Christ could have stopped right there. He had lived up to the Bible's requirement of two or three witnesses. But he adds a fourth in John 5:39. "You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me." He was talking about specifically the Old Testament prophecies. Whoever the Messiah would be would have to fill every single one of those prophecies, which Jesus did. He alone passes the prophecies test and also has the approval of God the Father. He did all those miracles, those works, and also has the testimony of John the Baptist. Four solid witnesses, plus himself. Now notice what the Lord does with these four witnesses. He uses them as a way to persuade people who did not believe in him. It was a missionary tool that we could use as well. If the question comes our way, why do you believe in Jesus? These same four witnesses, in fact, can help you and me to be sure of the certainty of it all, what you have learned as the gospel of Christ. I think of a lyric that we learned as small children. "Jesus is my Savior, I can be sure of it," or to use the song, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Thank God that he has made it so for us and for all people. Amen. We close today singing hymn 718, stanzas 1 and 5 of 718.